Welcome y'all to Uncle Jackie's Gumbo. A little bit of this and a whole lot of that. Now get them gumbo paddles together, y'all, as we stir the roux.
Well, hello everybody. Welcome to the show. This is Uncle Jackie's Gumbo, and we're going to say hello to Tom. Hello, Tom.
Hi, Uncle Jack, and hi, Gumbo Nation. Hey, Uncle Jack, why don't you say hello to Gumbo Nation?
Hello to Gumbo Nation.
Oh, okay.
Well, wait a minute. Let's try that again. Now, you put my name at the end. That's how that works. Let's try that again. One, two, three.
Hi, Uncle Jack, and hi, Gumbo Nation.
Hey.
Why don't you say hi to Gumbo Nation, Uncle Jack?
Hi, Gumbo Nation, Uncle Jack. Why don't you say hello with your harmonica?
Okay.
Well, we got a pretty good show lined up today, you guys. Keep playing, Tom. We got a pretty good show lined up today, you guys. We're going to be having David and Rosalind Leonard and their daughter Arlie Leonard. You know them from the French Quarter. You've seen them perform in the French Quarter hundreds of times. And also, on the tag at the end, we're going to be having a special guest, and that is Trisha Bowl. Say hello, Trisha.
Hey there. Nice to be with you all, Uncle Jackie.
Okay. Thank you, Tom. And now we're going to ask Trisha if she'll like lead us into a little invocation here.
Dear Heavenly Lord, we just thank you for this time to be together, all of us, as your wonderful creation, as your human being, called to one humanity, one love, to grow in the way that we are called to share that love, that service to others. Lord, may we open up our hearts to that spirit of forgiveness, that spirit of mercy, that spirit that really brings us as one human family, and be with us during this time. We are so excited to be here today. Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much.
Amen.
So, Tom, what you got in your Greg? What you been up to?
Well, you know, this is a great time of year. I'm coming down this weekend for Jazz Fest. Enjoyed yesterday this confluence of Record Store Day and 420, not that I partook in either. And I'm also... today was out picking up garbage on the eve of Earth Day. So it's a busy time.
Wow. And then you're going to be coming in town for the Jazz Fest.
Yep. Both weekends.
Who are you looking forward to see?
Oh, wow. You know, there's so many big names this year. Obviously, the Rolling Stones and Chris Stapleton and Bonnie Raitt. I enjoy the local folks. And sometimes the bigger the name draws all the people away from the stage to catch some good New Orleans music. But I move around quite a bit. I wear one of these things that calculate my steps, and I just sort of go from stage to stage. And between the 12 stages, I'll probably end up walking about 10 miles each day.
Wow, that's great. And, you know, the guest that we're going to be having, the musical guest, David and Rosalind and their daughter, Arlie Leonard, are going to be performing this Thursday at 11:30 at the Ochsner Children's Tent at Jazz Fest. Isn't that wonderful?
That is great. I'm so excited to see them and to have them on the show today.
Yes, it is. So, Tom, do you like pancakes?
Oh, I love pancakes. In fact, it's funny. I had pancakes yesterday morning with my son Danny and his girlfriend Grace at a diner in the Lincoln Park neighborhood in Chicago.
And how were they?
Oh, they were delicious. It was short stack to go on the side with my Popeye omelet, which was also delicious.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, I know that you live part-time in New Orleans. You know, I know a good place that you can get pancakes in New Orleans. Do you know what that is?
Well, I'd like to hear, because I'm always in the mood for good pancakes.
It's Bessie's Pancake House. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen. Bessie's Pancake House at 2542 Canal Street, New Orleans, right in front of the Canal Street streetcar stop. Open Monday through Friday, 5:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. And I'm telling you, those pancakes are really wonderful over there. You can get buckwheat, chocolate chip, pecan, blueberry, whipped cream, strawberry, apple, old-fashioned, short stack, banana nut, silver dollar, pigs in a blanket, one pancake. They have breakfast specials. The breakfast specials are served Monday through Friday, 5:30 a.m. till 10:30 a.m. Two eggs, any style, bacon and grits with your choice of toast or pancakes. All that for just $7.50. $7.50 for really wonderful breakfast. But you got to get there before 10:30, folks. That's Monday through Friday, 5:30 to 10:30. They serve breakfast all hours of the day. Well, I mean, they're only open from 5:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. But they also have omelets, Western omelets, Best Western omelets, spinach and green onions, veggie omelets, kitchen zinc, which is ham, sausage, bacon, American and Swiss cheese, onion, bell pepper, mushroom, tomato, and spinach. Daily lunch specials served Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. For around $12 and a little change, you get choice of soup or salad, an entree with a side, coffee or tea, soup or salad, entree plus a side, and a dessert. You can't beat that. Daily specials, always nice, hearty list on the board, too. An example of the list is red beans and rice, pork chops, smoked sausage shank, roast beef, mashed potatoes and veggies, large lima beans, different onions, something for everybody. And that's not all. Included on the menu are waffles, wraps, salads, and sandwiches. You just can't go wrong at Betsy's. Good old Southern hometown cooking, just like eating at your mama's now. Betsy's Pancake House, 2542 Canal Street. There's free parking, off-street parking for patrons, Monday through Friday, 5:30 to 2 p.m. And it's gonna, and there's no strangers at Betsy's. Let me tell you this much. I've been going there so long that I started inventing my own type of omelet. So they call me Best Western. That's my name. There's another guy that goes every day at 8 o'clock. His name is 8 o'clock. So if you're a patron long enough, they give you a name. A hometown New Orleans diner since 1986. Betsy's Pancake House. Thank you, Tom. That sounded wonderful.
Oh, I'm hungry. I could go for some pancakes for dinner.
So what else we've been doing?
Well, a lot going on. I'm literally starting to pack up to get down there for Jazz Fest. The Earth Day has been a big thing. This is the 54th anniversary, and it's interesting that it started where I went to college at Wisconsin. Senator Gaylord Nelson in 1970 passed the law, and now it's an international, awareness of efforts to improve our planet. This year's theme is Planet versus Plastics, to increase the public awareness of the detrimental effects of plastic pollution on both humans and our environmental health. So it felt good to get out and do a little picking up. It was an organized thing with the Chicago Park District today. And just to be aware that our planet is not in the best state right now, and we can all do a little better in helping improve that.
Well, what do you think about that, Patricia? What do you think about that?
I've been a big environmentalist for as long as I can remember. And, we all do our little part. You know, Mother Teresa used to say, do small things with great love. And if we do these small things with great love, we show that love for our planet.
Wow, that's a mouthful right there. What's your response to what Tricia just said, Tom?
Oh, I couldn't agree more. And that's the thing. It's overwhelming if you think of, the planet's getting warmer. What could I do? Really, the thing is, we just do the littlest things we can when we have an opportunity to recycle, to walk instead of getting the car, to share public transit. But that really is the secret. There's a whole lot of us on the planet. I think the last number I heard might be about 8 billion. And if we all did a little more, I think we'd all be in a much better position.
I think that sounds pretty right up the. I think that sounds righteous. I think that's a good thing.
And Jack, who am I to argue with Mother Teresa, too?
Yeah, I think, yeah, absolutely, man. I tell you what, the weather down here has been beautiful. Don't you think so, Patricia? Today, Trisha. It's Trisha. Tricia, don't you think the weather was beautiful today? They said it was going to 70% chance of rain. Look, the sun is shining. It's cool. You can wear a jacket. It's time to get outside after you listen to the radio show. Or take your cell phone with you outside. You can listen to us on WGSO.com. And you can listen to us right on your cell phone or 990 on AM New Orleans. And then if you missed the show, then you could go to the podcast. So right now, we're going to be moving to taking a little break here. And when we come back, we're going to be talking to David and Rosalind and their daughter, Arlie Leonard. And we're going to have a wonderful time. So everybody, stay put, stay tuned, keep listening. And we're going to be right back after these important messages that keeps us rolling here in the house. Le bon temps roule.
You won't be ever young, go Louisiana, young. You won't off track, young, go Louisiana, young. You won't food, young, go Louisiana, young.
Hey, this is Kevin Love from the Cleveland Cavaliers. At times, life can feel scary, and we can get overwhelmed by anxiety. Mindfulness can help you get through these tough times. My nonprofit is partnering with Headspace to offer free content to help you stress less. It's as easy to do as this. Take a big, deep breath in through the nose, out through the mouth. In and out. Head to kevinlovefund.org/headspace and be kind to your
mind. Hello, y'all. Let's talk daily from 4 to 5 about our town. The Cynthia Clark Show is powered by Vinyl Tech, the Gulf Coast's premier exterior home improvement expert.
Does your business need to boost sales or drive customer loyalty? Talk to Sir Speedy. We're direct mail pros who can get your company in front of the right people with our comprehensive direct mail and mailing services. All you have to do is share your goals with us and we do the rest. Get the ball rolling and send your next direct mail project to us. Everything you need, one resource, call 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do.
Tune in to the Your Personal Bank Show, Saturdays at 11 a.m. or contact Ference at yourpersonalbank.com. The Your Personal Bank Show, Saturdays at 11 a.m. on WGSO 990
AM, New Orleans. Change the way you age at Kronos of Metairie, where physicians and medical staff design health strategies around your lifestyle. At Kronos, they help your mind and body work together to achieve your goals. Come to the Spring Spectacular on May the 8th and check out all their specials. See how you can get started today. Kronos of Metairie, 3200 North Annult, 504-267-4549.
Tune in to Chew On This, Saturdays at noon on WGSO. Tell us what you're cooking or ask us how to cook it with Don Clement and Patty B. We'll share recipes, cooking techniques, everything from sous vide to grilling. Got a favorite kitchen gadget? Let us know about it. Your grandma's secret sauce? Now we're talking. Tips from home cooks for gourmet cooking at your home. Join Don Clement and Patty B for Chew On This, Saturdays at noon on WGSO.
Come on to my house.
Hey, this is Christian Garrick. I'm excited about my new show on WGSO 990 AM, Monday through Friday, noon to 2 p.m. There are a lot of things going on in this country and in this city that are concerning. I'm your voice. You might be afraid to speak out for fear of cancel culture or losing your job. Christian Garrick Show on WGSO is your platform, noon to 2, weekdays, right here on 990 AM, WGSO.
I'm pet trendologist Charlotte Reed. Listen to the Pet Buzz airing every Saturday at 6 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Welcome back, y'all, to Uncle Jackie's Gumbo. Now step back in that Pete Rochette as we glide down the bayou.
I said, Lord, Lord, Lord.
You're listening to the entertaining sound, I say very entertaining sounds, of the music of David and Rosalind. We have David and Rosalind and R. Lee Leonard on the radio now. Hello, y'all.
Hello.
Yeah, how did you like that?
I thought that was pretty good.
Sounded good to me. I like those people. I thought they were out of tune.
Okay, we got you down. Is you gonna be y'all gonna be playing at the Jazz Fest this Thursday, 11:30 a.m. at the Ochsner Children's Tent at the Louisiana Jazz Festival? That's right.
That's correct.
We're gonna open it up. We're the first thing people hear when they come in is us.
Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Well, myself, having been a resident of the French Quarter, I used to see y'all almost every day because I lived on Charter Street and I worked in the French Quarter.
We didn't work every day.
Oh, I know. But when y'all did work, I did see you because I had to, like, you know, walk down Wall Street. I would walk around the Jackson Square and I would see y'all on the way to work. And I'd always stop and listen and hear y'all play and just really enjoyed y'all music. It was always
Thank
like
you.
A nice way to get the day started.
Yeah.
Love that.
We like
what a sweet thing to say.
Well, why not?
I love you.
How did you guys meet?
I don't think we ever
performing.
Did. She was performing in a group, a quartet, singing, and I was playing trumpet in the backup band for the whole show.
And you guys were in the Air Force.
We were in the Air Force, that's right. And we got to travel from all over the country playing that. And
by the time we were through, we were in love.
Yeah, we got to sit together. I light her cigarettes. We don't smoke anymore.
Yay! It's like we're still alive and singing.
Yeah. But anyhow, we enjoyed each other, and we got to talking.
And, of course, they were really upset with us because we were in the South, and the interracial couple bit kind of upset a whole lot of people.
The authorities that be.
Well, that,
didn't
that,
want there to be,
no, that's not true.
Wait. The authorities that be didn't want there to be a me.
No, actually, the authorities weren't always a problem. It was sometimes like, you know,
the other musicians.
Little old ladies.
From Pasadena.
Well, no, that there would be their problem. But, I mean, I know that, you know, that I know that there's a lot of love between y'all and just, you know, because you could feel it in your children and bumped into Arlie. You could just feel that love coming out when y'all sing. You could feel the love. So y'all met when y'all were in the military, huh?
Yep. They were babies.
Babies in the military. Well, I was 19 when I joined the military.
And what branch?
Yeah, you were 20 when you got married, I think. Something like that. Well, no, you were younger than 19, Daddy. You must have been. You went in right out of high school, didn't you?
I'm trying to think.
I mean, because you guys got married last day of 59. You guys were both 20
when
you guys got married.
Yeah, I was 18 when I went to the Air Force. I waited a whole month before I joined the Air Force, and I joined the Air Force. I was 18.
My mother went to college for, I think, a year or a semester before you went into this.
She's trying to catch up with me.
No, I'm concerned with what you say. I was born in 38.
I know, and you guys got married last day of 59. Oh, you were 21 when you got married.
Right.
I said 20.
I'm ready to tell you.
I had to wait until she was 21. I didn't be accused.
She had just turned 21, too.
Let's see. So y'all were in the military, and Mr. David, you were playing in a band, and Rosalind was singing. And then y'all just hooked up.
Well, actually, no. I was a secretary in the
Strategic
Air Command. Yeah,
but she was singing.
You're
in a singing group. The four.
No. I was talking about what I did in the Air Force. What kind of
clearance?
What kind of
security?
Security clearance. Like, you know, so that. I should
see all the secret.
Be fancy documents.
Yeah, all sorts of stuff like that.
Yeah, I guess so. That being a secretary for SAC, man, that's back then that was big time because we had like the Cold War with Russia.
Right, Strategic Air Command.
Yes, indeed. That's a very important job. So then y'all met each other and y'all started playing music together and then you formed this little group. Like, when did y'all finally become, like, you know, the singing group David and Rosalind?
Well, that's a good question. We just kind of morphed into it somehow or another.
Based on what I can gather from being a kid, they both were learning guitar after my dad started college in Berkeley. And by the time we moved to Michigan, when I was 6 or 7, they were playing in coffee houses and stuff like that. And my little sister and I would get on stage with them in coffee houses and protest marches during Vietnam and different things. So they were a duo by then.
It was
67
funny.
Or so.
These two little kids get up on the stage. When they took a break, they'd get up on the stage and imitate us.
One of my sisters who grew up, we grew up together, And they had another set of kids 15 years later.
So was New Orleans y'all base of operation? Because, I mean, y'all played it in several different, as I understand it, you played in several different states throughout the United States and in different countries throughout the world as well. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I was born in Michigan.
I was born in Virginia.
And you grew up in California?
I grew up in Aurora, Colorado, in Southern California, Riverside, California.
And we met in the Air Force.
But then he was asking about your international travels. What countries have you been to?
We've been all over Europe and a little bit of South America.
Australia.
Australia. Japan.
Colombia was South America. Yeah.
She probably knows it better than we do.
Well, I don't know.
She's got a more facile brain.
Oslo?
Was she yeah, we're getting Oslo? Slow as we get older. How old are we now?
I'm
85.
Hey, you guys, we're going to be going to a break right now, but we're going to continue this when we get on the other side of the break, and then hopefully we're going to hear y'all sing a little song for us when we come back from the break. So hold on, everybody. The best is yet to come. This is WGSO New Orleans 990 on the AM dial.
As an organ donor, your story doesn't have to end. The good in you can live on. In fact, you could save up to 8 lives with your gifts. Your heart could keep beating. Your kidneys could keep filtering. And your intestines could keep on digesting for others. And that's not all. You can improve the lives of 50 more people as an eye and tissue donor, restoring sight and health. And you're not just helping out the person receiving the transplant. You're touching whole families with your life-saving gift. Register in minutes. Just go to organdonor.gov. You'll be happy you did. And just maybe, someone else will be happy too. Sign up today. Go to organdonor.gov. It saves lives. U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Mary Ann. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Gas prices are continuing to rise, going up again over the last few weeks. Oil industry analyst Trilby Lundberg on just how much we can expect the price at the pump to increase.
The gasoline pump price run-up did continue. We have another 10 cents more in the price. The new price is $3.77 for regular. And it's been rising for 15 weeks now. It's up 59 cents since early January.
Lundberg says the unrest in the Middle East and Ukrainian targeting of Russian oil infrastructure is helping to aid in the instability of the crude oil market. Tennessee police are continuing to investigate after at least two people are dead and six others are injured after a shooting at a Memphis block party. Police saying hundreds were gathered at the party at Orange Mound Park on Saturday when officers responded to emergency calls and found two men dead at the scene. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure-ground burgers are made from single cuts of real, aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession.
What does grace mean to you? At Grace at the Green Light, a 501c3 nonprofit, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, clean drinking water, and the chance to go home again. Our work is made possible through the generous support of Ochsner Health, Southeast Louisiana's largest nonprofit, multi-specialty healthcare delivery system. Ochsner Health, innovating healthcare. Find out more at ochsner.org.
Got your license to grill? Call Chew On This, Saturdays at noon on WGSO, and tell us all about it. Don Clement and Patty B are waiting to hear your cooking secrets.
Tired of placing multiple calls to multiple vendors and getting the runaround? Turn to one resource who can get it done, Sir Speedy. We provide a wide spectrum of print, signs, and marketing services, all backed by more than five decades of experience. So when you need that new brochure, direct marketing campaign, or signage to promote your brand, give us a call at 504-586-9812 or visit us online at SirSpeedyNewOrleans.com. Everything you need, one resource, Sir Speedy.
Hey, fellow Patriots, I'm John.
And I'm Mike.
We're the Jambalaya Boys from the Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya Show.
Join us Friday nights from 7 to 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Hey, Mimi, we're moving.
Moving to Wednesdays at 5.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump Day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
And take your phone call.
You can listen to us on 990 AM, WGSO, WGSO.com.
And find out who's right. Of course, that's me.
No, of course, that's me. I've been doing this 23 years, Mimi.
Practice makes perfect.
So you see, we'll have plenty to talk about on He Said, She Said.
Wednesdays at 5.
Right here on WGSO.
Welcome back, y'all, to Uncle Jackie's Gumbo. Now step back in that Pied Rocher as we glide down the bayou.
This is the Uncle Jackie's Gumbo Show, y'all. A little bit of this and a whole lot of that here on WGSO 990 AM New Orleans or WGSO.com and podcast. Now, without any further ado, ladies and gentlemen, I present to you David and Rosalind Leonard and Arlie Leonard.
All right, a little something.
Here we go now.
Lay down my burden down by the riverside. Down by the riverside. Down by the riverside. Gonna lay down my burden down by the riverside. The devil knows, the devil knows. I ain't gonna sell it no more. Ain't gonna say war 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 no more. No more.
Yay! That was just wonderful.
Yay!
Wonderful, wonderful. What did you think about that, Trish?
Makes this California girl want to go to Jazz Fest.
Absolutely. How about you, Cousin Tom? How did they come in to you?
Oh, it came in loud and clear. Excellent. And it brought back such great memories of seeing David and Rosalind in the French Quarter. And you won't remember this. It was probably 40 years ago, probably in the early 80s.
Am I that old?
I know, I can't believe I'm that old. But I met you in the Napoleon House. You had come in from playing in the street, and we talked briefly, but you guys are fantastic. You represent just such a great era, bringing out the best feelings in people, important music, and a beautiful couple. And I can't wait to see you on Thursday morning. And I tell everyone, to get to the children's tent, don't dilly-dally getting in, because it's the very beginning of Jazz Fest at 11:30. That's the place to be, is the children's tent. Sounds really neat.
Yay, thank you so much. We're going to have some great players with us, too. We're going to have Seva Vinay on guitar and Lil Josephine, Carol Stuckey on upright bass, and Mayumi Shara on traps, on drums, and my brother Stormy Leonard on the washboard, and then my parents and myself on vocals. We'll be have a seven-person lineup there having a good time.
And guitar and mandolin.
Yeah, I know. You guys are playing what you guys play. Mm-hmm. Gabby's going to be on harmonica, Rosalind on mandolin, kalimbas, maybe the rumba box.
Well, maybe Tom will bring his harmonica, and I'll bring a cowbell.
Yeah.
We can hit the cowbell.
Somebody come and videotape us and airdrop me a copy.
I look forward to meeting you, Arlie. And the kids' tent is fantastic. I've seen Irish step dancers. I've seen puppets. Circus arts, and you all will be just so perfect. And the kids watching are just wide-eyed, and what is a great spot at 11:30 in the morning.
Yeah, we're usually closing it out, so this year we're opening it up. So we'll see what happens next year. But, yeah, we're grateful to be there and still doing that thing, because we've played Jazz Fest many, many years. And so
I'm glad they still love us.
Yeah, we're still getting the respect and due. So that's a beautiful thing. Thank you.
We can still play.
Thank you to Jazz Fest.
And we haven't gotten Chanel yet.
So let's get that date and time down. That's this Thursday. What is the date? That's going to be this Thursday at the Jazz Fest. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
April 25th. At 11:30 a.m. 11:30 to 12:15
at the Louisiana Jazz Fest, the Ashna Kid Children's Tent. You're going to hear David and Rosalind and Arlie Leonard sing with their friends some wonderful, beautiful music. And I want you all to be there. Everybody that's part of the Gumbo Nation and our extended family all over the place, whether you're in Florida, up north, here, there, you're coming down to Jazz Fest, you got to come hear them, folks. Don't miss this opportunity to hear them live, because it's going to be something that you're going to cherish and take with you for a long, long time. So now,
it's a local stay too, which is the discounted rate on for locals. You know, if you have local ID, come on down on Thursday.
There you go.
Hey, Jack, can I add that they have amazing videos on YouTube? And it's easy with just a search. But I saw some really quaint ones out in City Park, something about by this little boat, and it's just a duo of David and Rosalind, really touching music.
Yeah, that was so fun. That's right before they got COVID from me and missed Jazz Fest 2 years ago. They did that Tiny Boat session with my friend Jordan Hansen. He's got a whole beautiful series, Tiny Boat Sessions. I did one in the boat out on the Honey Island Swamp, we got my parents set up there right in City Park by Scout Island. It was a gorgeous setting and so much fun, but then they got sick right after that and didn't get to do Jazz Fest that year. I did it for them instead.
Now, Arlie, go ahead. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. You wanted to talk about me and my show a little bit too, my other thing?
Yeah, as I understand it, you've launched your own musical career and you've sung all over the world yourself. So let's talk about you a bit, and you got an ongoing show here as well.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I am an internationally traveled jazz singer and recording artist. I've been, you know, all over the world. I've been to Asia many times. I mean, I haven't been everywhere I want to go, but I've been to South Africa and Russia and Spain and France and Italy and
Germany and
have we been to all those
been
countries?
To Asia 12 times, different countries, and Ukraine and Belarus. You know, just it's hard to see places at war. I've even played in Israel. Hard to see places at war when I know I've been there and I've enjoyed myself there, and people have just been so happy to enjoy good jazz. And it's just tragic to add that element, to know that some place that I was at bringing joy is, you know, having suffering and hard times. But, you know, it's a blessing to bring joy and love and laughter and song, you know, and get paid to do what I love. Yeah, bring music around the world, and been to Ecuador and Guatemala, Canada. But, yeah, having a good time. I have a self-produced CD that, Wild Honey, it's not available digitally yet. I'm going to do a re-release on that at some point, maybe within the next year.
We need a new one.
I know, and a new one, too. I'm going to do the re-release or do the release of the digital to help build the audience for the new recording whenever I can get that together. I'm here with my parents as a caregiver the last almost 3 years,
okay,
supporting them as they're in their aging process.
As we get senile.
Yeah, so I had my career on hold, but then out of the blue, somebody that I worked with at the Famous Door doing traditional jazz in my 20s with Thomas Jefferson, Sugar Bear, he called me out of the blue after running into him and sitting in with him a couple times over the years, recent times, to do a residency at the Market Cafe over there in the French Quarter at 1000 Decatur Street. I'm there on Mondays and Thursdays right now, first thing in the morning, which is taking some getting used to, but I'm having a good time. The band starts at 10:30. I come on about 10 after the hour for 5 hours, 10:30 to 3:30.
Hey, you got a gig, man. You got a gig.
And it's fun, and it's so good because every set I'm in front of new people, and I get to spread the love and watch those cameras pop up, people wanting to take us home with them. So you know you're doing something right when they are throwing money and pulling out their cameras. So we're having a good time.
Excellent. Now, Arlie, as I understand it, Arlie, as I understand it, you're also a life coach and an ordained minister.
I am a women's empowerment coach and an ordained interfaith, interspiritual minister. Yeah, I got ordained in New York in 2013, and I started training as a feminine power coach back in 2019 because I knew I was going to be a caregiver at some point. And how to keep being a leader and making a difference and making a living from my parents' house. So coaching online was a good plan because it's a beautiful, it's the second fastest growing industry in the world right now besides tech is personal development. And more people are realizing the value of coaching. And my special sauce are, you know, especially having, you know, finally decided I was ready to get married and meeting a man last year and getting married for the first time and caregiving and singing and coaching.
And her parents like her husband.
They do.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's very important. When mama gives the thumbs up, then he's in. So, Arlie,
my mother loves David, too. Sometimes I think she likes him better than me.
Well, she's passed on, but yeah. But my special thoughts are for, you know, mature women looking to create that next chapter and having it be a juicy one and helping them to, you know, get their voices out in the world to help make this world one that works for everyone.
Yes. Talk to us a moment about when you work with ladies, how do you go about helping them find their inner voice?
Nice question. Thank you. Well, some of the clients that I have, they have a dream. You know, sometimes women have put their dreams aside to raise the kids or, you know, earn the living that they needed to earn in a, you know, one of them, for instance, wanted to publish a book of her poems, and she actually had poems ready, but she was just sort of stopped on actually getting it together to get it published and helped her get that self-published. You know, what was stopping her? What was kind of getting in the way, helping her move through some of those inner blocks to be more fully unleashed? And another one, working the day job, but really wanted to, you know, be a jazz singer, not expecting to make a living at it, but wanting to be on stage, and she had a dream she wasn't even telling her parents about, you know, like her family about. She was keeping it to herself, and how to just support her to move past those inner barriers, to release some of those, you know, inner shackles, to start to get on stage and to start to perform and make those moves. And it's, you know, it's exciting to watch both of them, for instance, you know, make that progress. And it's a combination of, you know, doing that inner work as well as leading an action and having accountability, you know, but the feminine power way is coming from inner impulses more than just simply making a linear plan. It's not necessarily just about A to Z masculine structured way of doing things. It's more like, what are you really deeply desiring to do? What are you deeply desiring to express? What are you deeply desiring to contribute? And then what's the inspired action towards that? What's the very next inspired action you can take towards that short-term goal? And being in action towards it, you know, and discovering what's holding you back and having creating new stories from those old blocks. So it's a fun process and a fun way of inspiring people to do that thing that really moves their soul, you know, getting their soul singing out in the world, whatever medium it might be, you know, and really just really looking to inspire women that want to make a difference in the world and leave a legacy of love.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Now, let's talk about this gig that you guys got on Thursday at the Jazz Fest. It's going to be this Thursday at 11:30 a.m. at the Ashna Children's Tent.
That's right.
This Thursday.
We're gonna be looking forward. I gotta find me a cowbell first. I know I'll find it somewhere. But then so y'all might hear the like the tinky tink tink in the back, and that's me. Listen, thank y'all so much for joining us today on the show and being our guests. We're gonna look forward to seeing y'all Thursday. Y'all take care and have a good time.
You gonna play one of my songs, Jeff?
Oh, going out right now. I'll play it on the way back.
When our service men and women return from war, they often carry wounds that the rest of us cannot see. Up to 1 in 5 veterans who served in Iraq and Afghanistan are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress.
It's hard
and
to find
often,
time,
even
know,
the best treatment, including medication and therapy, they fall short. Sadly, more than 6,000 veterans die every year from suicide. Thanks to the life-saving power of the human-animal bond, professionally trained service dogs can help. But connecting a veteran with a well-trained service dog can be difficult. Wait lists are long and training can cost tens of thousands of dollars. But service dogs can bring healing. If you're a veteran or know a veteran struggling with post-traumatic stress or traumatic brain injury, please go to AmericanHumane.org to learn about their Pups for Patriots program, which provides dogs to veterans for free of charge. Let's help our veterans heal from the invisible wounds of war.
Join me, BJ Rust, every Saturday night for the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com.
WGSO 990 AM is the only locally owned and operated talk station in New Orleans. We feature 20 local hosts discussing a variety of topics. In an era when the daily newspaper is being discontinued and our competitors are out-of-state media conglomerates, we ask you, our listeners, to support local programming on a local station. To advertise or sponsor one of our great shows, contact me at jeff@wgso.com or call 504-669-6076.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
Change the way you age at Kronos of Metairie, where physicians and medical staff design health strategies around your lifestyle. At Kronos, they help your mind and body work together to achieve your goals. Come to the Spring Spectacular on May the 8th and check out all their specials. See how you can get started today. Kronos of Metairie, 3200 North Annult, 504-267-4549.
Got your license to grill? Call Chew on This, Saturdays at noon on WGSO, and tell us all about it. Don Clement and Patty B are waiting to hear your cooking secrets.
You might be afraid to speak out for fear of cancel culture or losing your job. Christian Garrick Show on WGSO is your platform. Noon to 2, weekdays, right here on 990 AM WGSO.
Welcome back, y'all, to Uncle Jackie's Gumbo. Now step back in that P. Rocher as we glide down the bayou.
Oh, my
You're listening to the very smooth musical sounds and lyrics of Miss Arlie Leonard. She was just our guest with her parents, David and Rosalind. And they're all going to be performing this Thursday at the Jazz Fest. Y'all, make it out there to the Jazz Fest on Thursday at 11:30. Go directly to the children's tent, and you're going to be hearing Arlie and David and Rosalind Leonard. Well, back to the show. Hello, everybody. How's it going, Tom? How's it going, Tricia?
Doing real well.
Everything's good. What an inspiring couple, David and Rosalind, and Arlie's mission beyond just music. Great, great guests.
Yeah, I want to take Arlie with me back to Asia.
You know something? Tom, what's today's date?
Today is the 21st of April.
And yesterday was the
421.
421. Now, why does that ring a bell? You know, I think, okay, then that means 1 minus 21 is 20, and yesterday was 420. 420. Yesterday was 420. Tom, yesterday was 420. Did you know that yesterday was 420?
I knew it was 420 in a confluence that it hit with Record Store Days. Now, I didn't partake in either, but 420, I guess, has been around since the 70s, having significance in the cannabis culture. Being an old man, I just kind of learned about it about 5 years ago. I hope you haven't had those experiences, Jack.
Well, I dabbled with it when I was a teenager, you know, but it didn't do me well because I'm crazy enough as it is. But I had an unexpected 420 experience the other day. It was before 420. I look at Facebook a lot, and they post in these gummies that help you lose weight. So the other day, I had to go get some groceries. I came home after a day's work. I was tired. I laid down, took a nap, half asleep, walking out my house. My next door neighbor has got this little canister filled with gummies. So he gives the other neighbor two or three of them, and he gave me one. I was looking at him and said, oh, this must be the gummies that help you lose weight. So I took it, put them out, so I started chomping on it. He goes, don't chomp on it. Suck it slow. I said, why? He said, because it's filled with, 420 material. And I said, oh, it was too late by then because I had consumed half of it. So I couldn't fight it. I just went along with it. But I'll tell you one thing. After I went shopping, I went to Bricado's and ice cream tasted better than it ever had did before. My goodness. I told my neighbor and he said, you want another gummy? I said, no, I can't only take that maybe, after my next operation. You know, if you have an operation, you got a lot of trauma that's being done to your body. A gummy would be preferable to some of the garbage money, to some of the garbage medicine that they give to you at the hospital. But in any case, so I was smiling at everybody. I was kind of happy, and I slept until 10:30. I was in a haze for about 3 days and stuff like that. I'm just coming down now. But yeah, when I went to Bricado's and I had some ice cream, it tasted delicious. Tom, what place do we know that's down the block from Bricado's?
Right down the block from Bricado's is Venezia's.
Venezia's, what is that?
Venezia's Italian restaurant, and I'd be hungry for that without any 420 gummies. That is a delicious restaurant.
Well, I tell you, Tom said the magic word. Venezia's Italian restaurant, folks. It's at 134 North Carrollton. The number to call is 504-488-7991. That's 504-488-7991. And they really want you to try to make reservations. The hours are like Wednesday through Saturday, 4 p.m. to 10 p.m., Sunday, 12 to noon, and Monday, 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. Bring out your entire family. They got food for everybody. Pasta, meatballs. They got pizza, all kind of different pizzas. These are some of the toppings they got on pizzas. Anchovies, pepperoni, sausage, Canadian bacon, meatballs, red onions, eggplants. They'll make just about any dish that you want. I like a couple of dishes that's not on the menu. Chicken piccata. and they'll go in the back and make it special for me. But you bring your whole family, everybody's going to be satisfied. It's a wonderful, it's like walking into an Italian village. They got lights strung up across the room. It's really absolutely terrific. The best Italian restaurant in this area, for sure. Everybody leaves with a go box, and the prices are reasonable. We're talking about Venezia's Italian restaurant, y'all. 134 North Carrollton, 504-488-7991. Everything's a hit over there. Don't miss it. They got fish, they got steaks, they got pizza, they got salads, they got appetizers, and you're going to leave with a go box. Can't beat that. Venezia's Italian restaurant, 134 North Carrollton Avenue, 504-488-7991. And now we're going to go to our guest, Tricia. Hello, Tricia.
Hey there, Jackie. How are you doing?
Doing pretty good and stuff like that. Well, I know that you're a Catholic missionary, and so, but you want to talk about women's empowerment, kind of picked up where Minister Ali left off?
Oh, yeah, happy to. You know, a lot of people, they ask me, you know, as a Catholic lay woman in the church, what is it like for you? And, you know, one of the things that I find in my faith as a Catholic Christian, lay Catholic missionary, you know, is that it's a beautiful faith, and God, you know, he brings such a complementarity of the sexes, and women are such a beautiful aspect of that. And you look at, you know, for Catholics, they you know, really offer particular respect to the Blessed Virgin Mary, you know, the mother of Jesus Christ. But also, you know, I'm really drawn to Mary Magdalene. She was the first one chosen by God to see the risen Lord, you know. And so we really see a lot of this kind of, within the Catholic faith, a lot of opportunity to see where women have that ability to really just do so much with so many of the things that you've been given.
Thank you so much, Tricia. We appreciate you, and we're going to be hearing from Tricia for the next couple of weeks, because she's going to be an ongoing honorary guest. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
You wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Donate your vehicle and make a difference. WGSO 990 AM has partnered with Charitable Adult Rides and Services, also known as CARS, to allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat to our nonprofit organization. You may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a cause that is near and dear to your heart. Simply go to WGSO.com and follow the link on our homepage. Vehicle donation pickup is always free to you, and most vehicles can be picked up within 24 to 72 hours. You'll receive an initial car donation receipt upon pickup, and then the CARS team will work to turn your car into cash to support our cause. Once your vehicle is sold, the CARS team will provide you proper tax forms in time to file. Their friendly donor support representatives are available 7 days a week to assist throughout the process. Again, for more information, go to WGSO.com.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
Hey y'all, The Beat Exchange has a new time slot. Mondays at 7 p.m. on WGSO, 990 a.m. in New Orleans, The Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover.
Tune in to the Your Personal Bank show Saturdays at 11 a.m. or contact parents at yourpersonalbank.com. The Your Personal Bank.